Good morning. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I welcome each and every one of you this morning on the prayer line on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and I welcome each and every one of you this morning. Today is Thursday, November the 20th. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. All lines are open, so you are free to come on with your prayer requests, your praise report, your word of encouragement, your word of exaltation. This is an opportunity for the next half an hour for us to boldly come to his throne. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name than the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity one more time to lift our voices before you, to open our hearts and open our spirit towards you, Lord. Father, I pray this morning that as we come before you, you would forgive us for our sins, cleanse us, and purge us in your blood one more time. That whatever we do here this morning will boldly be to your throne, and that you will get the honor and you will get the glory. Father, I lift up every one on this prayer line this morning, whether it is a prayer request or a praise report, that you will hear them from heaven, Lord. You would hear us all from heaven and be pleased with what you hear this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We have a theme for this morning, and the theme is the authority to bind and to loose. And we know that God has given us the authority to bind and to loose. Because in Matthew 16, verse 19, he said, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So he gave us the authority, he gave us the key. And this morning we are going to use that authority and we're going to use that key to bind and to loose. Because he has given us, and he is a God that keep his promise and keep his covenant even unto today. He gave these covenants and these promises to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. He gave it to Job. He gave it to Samuel. And he's the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. So this morning we are going to bind and loose in Jesus' name. I have a few praise reports, but the line is open for anyone who have a prayer request or praise report. I would like to share a few scriptures before we go forth, and one is from Psalm 115, verse 3, of God is in the heaven, and he does all things that he pleases. So, I have a prayer request for a gentleman by the name of Samuel. He's an employee of the NJ Park. He was shot in a robbery on yesterday afternoon. Thank God that he wasn't killed. He's alive, so I would like to lift up Samuel in prayer. Father, we come before your throne because you have promised us that you will hear our cry. And I come this morning lifting up Mr. Samuel before you and thanking you, Lord, for shielding him and protecting him. Thanking you, Lord, for sparing his life from that bullet. Father, I know that it's because of you and because of your blood and because of your protection over Samuel that he is still alive. I pray that you comfort him and that this incident, if he doesn't know you, will bring him to the knowledge of your salvation. I pray that you keep his family and you continue watching over Samuel. You continue blessing Samuel with your safety, Lord. You continue camping your angels round about Samuel. Father, I pray that you heal him wherever that bullet wound is, that you heal him and that you keep him under your care continuously. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, if you have any prayer requests or any praise report, you're free to come on. The line is open. I have another prayer request that I would like us to touch and agree and to ask God to seek shelter for the homeless. Yesterday morning I was waiting for the bus, and as we know, it is extremely cold. And I stand up and I say, Lord, I cannot imagine what it is like to be homeless and to be out there in this cold, especially in the night, because in the daytime, you know, they could still go in the businesses and browse around where it is warm. But at nighttime, I cannot imagine not having a place to rest my head or to be out of the cold. So this morning, I like us to pray for the homeless. Seek God for the homeless people. Father, I come to you thanking you for my home. Thanking you. We come to you, each and every one of us, thanking you for our home, Lord, that we take for granted. Father, there are so many people out there who do not have a home, who do not have a place to call home. And in this cold weather, Lord, we come before you asking for immediate relief. We ask, Lord, for shelter for the homeless. We ask, Lord, for you to provide food, that for you to provide health care, Lord, that you keep them healthy, Lord, that you keep them safe. Father, we know that you are a God that touch and a God that feel for your people, Lord, because you promise us that once we come to you, on behalf of other people and be thankful for what you have given to us, Lord. Father, we ask that you will restore hope for the homeless, hope for the future for them, Lord, that you will provide counseling and trustworthy friendship, that you will provide protection from the risk that they go through, the risk of life on the street, Lord. Father, I pray that you will provide housing and restore families, Lord, that those who are homeless and are away from their family, that you will bring them back to their family, that you will restore their family life, that you would give them the hope, Lord, that you are in control, and that if they cry out to you, Lord, that you will provide for their every need. Father, I pray that you bring wise counselmen, that you put people in their path to counsel them, Lord, to bring them back to their former state, Lord, when they had a home and they had a family. Father, I lift up the homeless shelters that are providing a home for many of them in the night, that are providing meals. I lift up the Goodwill shelter. I lift up the Salvation shelter. I lift up all these shelters that are opening their doors, Lord, to these unfortunate people who are homeless, who have nowhere to rest their head in the day or in the night. Father, I pray that you will answer our prayer, and that we who are more fortunate to have a home, to have food, to have clothes, that we would reach out, Lord, that we will seek the opportunity to reach out and to help those who are less fortunate than us. This is my prayer this morning. This is our prayer this morning, Lord, that you will answer and that you will show us where help is needed, where we could be of a help, where we could be a provider for those who do not have and who are unable to provide for themselves presently. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Again, the line is open. And you are free to come on with your prayer request or your praise report. I have another scripture that I would like to share, and it is from Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. And I thank God for his word, that we are able to have faith, we are able to keep the faith, knowing that he is a faithful God and that he keeps his covenant, and that he promised us that no matter what, he would always be with us. His word said that where two or three are gathered together in his name, he is in the midst. And I know that every morning we gather on this line, we could feel it, that he are in the midst. He are here listening to us and taking our prayers and our petition as we boldly come before his throne. I have another prayer request that I would like us to lift up, pastors and ministers of the gospel everywhere, pastors and church leaders. I know every day we listen to the news or we hear there's always some sort of scandal or some way that the enemy is plotting and making plans to pull down pastors and to just make things that is not of God to happen. And this morning I would like to lift up pastors and ministers of the church, leaders, that God will keep them, that they will not fall to the plot of the enemy, that their family will be protected and preserved for God's glory. Father, I come to you this morning seeking you for pastors and church leaders. Lord, I pray that you will fill them with wisdom, that they will be honored by those who serve them, that God will pour out his spirit upon them in power and humility, Lord, giving them a fresh intimacy with you, Jesus, that you would protect them from the plot of the evil one, that you will keep them under your care and under your love, that you will keep their family, Lord, cover them from the plot of the enemy, that you will order their footsteps, Lord, because you promised us that the steps of a righteous man is ordered by you, that you will provide for their every need, Lord, that you will bless them going out and you will bless them coming in, that you will bless them with deep friendship with other pastors, Lord, that they will grow for your kingdom, that they will come together seeking your kingdom and doing your will, Lord. Father, I pray that you would bind them together with cords that cannot be broken, that you will shower your love, that you will come, Lord, and bring them together so that they would do the work for your kingdom, so that they would help the poor, that they will help the needy, that they would go out there, Lord, in boldness, preaching your word. But yes, say the Lord, that they would not compromise, Lord, no matter what, that they would not compromise, and that they would do what your word say, Lord, to seek your face first, to seek your righteousness, and that you would add everything else unto them. Father, I pray that you bless them, that you keep them, that you keep their families, that you keep their wives and their children. Father, that they would open their eyes and open their hearts towards you, Lord, that you would guide them, that you would show them the way, that they would hear your voice and your voice alone, that they would, that you will open their spiritual ears even the more to hear from you, to walk upright and to talk upright and to be examples, that they would be men and women after your heart, Lord, so that they would keep your people and lead your people to your kingdom. Father, this is my prayer this morning. I lift up our pastor, Pastor Aubrey Gregory, and Sister Elizabeth Gregory, that you will keep them, Lord. Keep them under your care, Lord. Continue guiding and protecting them from the plot and the plan of the enemy. That you would put us who are serving under them, Lord. That you that we will serve them with honor, and that we will serve them with truth. That you would help us, Lord, to do what thus says the Lord. That you will help us, Lord, to run this race, Lord. You promised us that the race is not for those who are swift, but for those who endure to the end. Help us to endure to the end, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stand up like Aaron and Joshua and to take the vision and run with it, Lord. That when you give him instructions and you give him the word, that we, Lord, will know that it's not Pastor Aubrey Gregory, but it's you who has given him the word for us. Father, I pray that you bless his going out and his coming in, that you order his footsteps, that you strengthen Sister Liz, that you give her the spirit of encouragement, that no matter what, Lord, that she knows that you are in control, that he knows that you are in control. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a pastor after your own heart. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue blessing him, continue ordering his footsteps. This is our prayer this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. We call it done. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for our pastors. We thank you for pastors everywhere who have given up so much and who have sacrificed so much of their life to serve you and to minister and to go out there and to just work for your kingdom. We thank you for them, Lord. Again, if you have any prayer requests, any praise report, any word of encouragement, your line is open at any time to come and share
Hello,
with
good
us.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's Sister Valerie. I'm calling
good
in and
morning.
Asking for prayer for my sister. She just lost her son. And we are still puzzled right now because he got killed. We are thinking that he got killed in the gold field in Guyana, but we have not, a body has not been recovered as of yet. So even though we know or we heard that he died, there are so many conflicting circumstances around the death. So we don't know. We have nobody to prove that he has passed. One time we heard he went over the falls. Next time we heard he got lost in the Mazaroni River. We don't know because that is the gold mining area. And he was up there and no other family member was there with him. So we are just taking messages from, you know, different people that are coming and saying different things. So my sister is very disturbed. You know, the whole family is upset. This young man is just about 20, 21 years old, and we don't know what happened to him, but we heard that he died. So I just want you to lift her up and remember her in prayer this morning.
What's your sister's name, Sister Valerie?
Janice.
Janice?
Yeah, Janice McCarthy.
Okay. Father, we come to you this morning. You have heard the cry of your daughter. Lord, we know what it is, but some of us know what it is to lose a loved one.
Yes.
But Father, you see and you know everything. And we lift up Janice and the McCarthy family before you this morning, Father. We cannot imagine the despair. We cannot imagine the fear. We cannot imagine the anxiety. But you see and you know everything. And we come before you this morning, Father, lifting up this family, asking you to comfort them, asking you, Lord, to guide them. Father, I pray that you reveal what it is happened, because you see and you know everything. And we ask, Lord, that you reveal to this family what has happened to their son. Father, I pray that you comfort them, that you give them the strength, Lord, give the parents and the relatives the strength, Lord, to continue trusting in you. Those who know you, Lord, that they know that you are in control, and for them to continue praying and continue trusting in you. Comfort those who need your comfort, Lord. Father, and I pray, and as they go out searching or as they follow directions, that they will find this young man's body, that they will be able to have closure. Father, I pray that you lead them and that you direct them where they're supposed to go, where they're supposed to search, who they're supposed to go to. Father, I pray that those who know or those who saw what happened will humble themselves and come to this family and help them seek and find the body of their loved one. Father, I pray that you comfort Sister Valerie and her family, that, Lord, you would give her the strength to stand with her sister, that you would give her the encouragement. Lord, she knows that you are a God that sees and knows everything, and
yes,
that
Lord,
through you, this situation will be resolved, that they will get the body of their loved one so that they could give him a good homecoming. Father, I pray that those who does not know you, will take this opportunity to come to you, Lord, to seek salvation, and that you would give this entire family the strength to continue going on. That this incident, this death, Lord, will not be for the devil wanted it to be for bad, but Lord, you will turn this whole situation around so that you will get the honor, that you will get the glory. Again, Lord, I ask that you shower your blessing, shower your comfort, even in this situation of sorrow and of death, Lord, that your presence will be felt, that this will be an opportunity for Sister Valerie to minister to those who does not know you. In Jesus' name I pray. And I pray that you give them the strength to continue doing what they have to do in this situation, Lord. We thank you for doing it, Lord. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding to the parents, to the siblings. Father, I call your peace, Lord,
unto
the family. In Jesus' name I pray. And we will continue praying, Lord, until they discover that body. We will continue praying, Lord, until they recover that young man body. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you.
So, Valerie, be encouraged. And we will continue, saints. We have to continue praying so that we will get good news, that we would get testimony about this situation. Sister Valerie, please be encouraged. My love is with you and your family.
Thank you, Sister Christine. God bless.
God bless you. And this is such an ironic situation. My next prayer request was for the youth, seeking God for the youth. That was my next prayer request before she called, because so much things are going on with the youth, and I this generation, I really pray every day that God will touch and God will set these young people, give them hope and just His presence, touch, and we who are saved, we who encounter these young people, that we will be examples to them, and that is the problem in society now. These young people don't have dedicated Christian people to look up to. So that is my prayer this morning. Father, I'm seeking you. We are seeking you this morning, Lord, for the young people of every nation, every generation, Lord. We lift up the teens, Lord, that they would commit their life to you. That we, Lord, who know you, would be an example to the youth, to the young people everywhere, Lord. For teens, that, Lord, to radically and completely commit their lives to you, for to make wise choices, Lord. Father, I pray and I ask that you send older mentors who know you, Lord, to befriend these young people. For us who know you, Lord, to be better examples, to look out for them, Lord, to not just criticize and not just talk about them and not just put them down, Lord, but to understand that they are souls, and no matter what, you love them, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be more vigilant, to look out, Lord. Help us, Lord, even the youth that are saved, those that are Christian young people, that we would uplift them, that we will stand with them, that we will encourage them, Lord. that they would find authentic friendship with the peers who are following Christ. For you to open and trust, Lord, the communication with their parents. For your intention, Lord, for this generation to come forth in the fullest of measure. Father, I lift up the youth of the churches, the ones who are following you, the ones who have given their life to you, that you would continue blessing them, that you will continue watching over them, Father, that when the peer pressure comes, that they would strongly and boldly stand up for you, Jesus. Give them the boldness in their schools, Lord, in the colleges, in the high schools, wherever they are, Lord, that you will give them the boldness to stand for your kingdom, Lord. Father, I pray for the young people of our ministry, that you would keep them, Lord, that you will watch over them, that you will help us, the elderly, to stand with them, Lord, to pray for them, to encourage them, that when they come to church, Lord, that we would greet them with love and we would let them know that we love them and that we are praying for them. Give us, Lord, let us be example, Lord. Let us be true example, Lord, that they would see and want to follow. Father, I pray and I ask that those of us who have young teenagers, grandchildren, children, that you will help us to be good examples to them, Lord. That we would continue praying and covering them and keeping them under your care, Lord. When they go out in the street, they go out to school, or they go out to activities of their Lord. That you will keep them away from temptation. You promise them, Lord, that you will lead them not into temptation and that you will deliver them from all evil. We ask, Lord, that you deliver them from the plans of the enemy. Lord, the devil is out there like a roaring lion, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. But we lift up our young people this morning, Lord, crying out that you will keep them safe, Lord. Those, Lord, who are out there rampage and who are even in prison, there are so much young people in prison, Lord. There are so much young people in the prison system, Lord. Let it seem hopeless, Lord, that we know that we have hope in you. We lift up every young man or every young woman, even the young ladies, Lord, are in prison. Father, we pray that you give them hope. We pray that you send ministering angels to minister to them, that you will send prison ministries in the prisons and in the mental asylum, in the homes, Lord, to minister to these young people, Lord. And that we continually pray, and even if we don't know them, Lord, that we continually pray for the young people. They are the next generation. They are the next ministers and senators and presidents, Lord. They are the next the rulers of the next generation, Lord. But if they are lost, Lord, who will they lead? Father, we lift them up. And we ask, Lord, that you intervene. That you intervene, Lord. That, Father, the government and those people who are in authority will not only think about the riches and the riches of the world, but they will think about the young people. They will provide programs in the schools for these young people, Lord, who does not have a hope. They does not have trust. They don't know what to do and where to go, Father, that you will provide programs in the schools, in the colleges, that you will open doors, that you will grant them favors, Lord. But most of all, Lord, that you will lead them to salvation, because salvation is the only hope for these young people, that when we come upon them and we minister to them, that they will open their hearts, that they will open their ears to hear, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that you are the only hope. Drugs and alcohol and sex and fashion and the music, the rap music and the videos, these are just vanity, Lord, that will not lead them anywhere. But Father, help us to help them seek you, because you promised them, Lord, that if they seek you first, that you will add everything else onto their life, Lord. We come crying out for the young people this morning, Lord. We come crying out for the young people. It is so sad, Lord, to see all the killing. Touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their hearts. Some of them have no hope. They have no value for life.
Because they don't have everything ready for it.
Lord, we plead and we cry out for our young people this morning. It is so sad to see them turning on each other, killing each other without a thought. Father, we know that your kingdom is about to come, because you said that when man's heart has gone cold, and we are seeing daily, Lord, that the love of man have waxed cold. We lift up the youth before you this morning, Lord. Those of us who have grandchildren and children, we lift them up before you this morning, Lord. God, and I know that you would uncover prayer. But open our eyes, Lord, open the heart, the eyes of our heart, that we will hear from you. And that we will not turn our back, because it is not us. That we will open our hearts everywhere that we encounter these young people, Lord. This is my prayer, Lord, and my cry. In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for giving us the opportunity every morning, Lord, to come before your throne and boldly cry out. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. We have a few more minutes. That if anyone has a prayer request or a press report or whatever God has placed on your heart this morning, this is the moment.
Good morning, praise the Lord.
Good morning, praise the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, thank God for this day. Thank God that He spared our lives. Thank God that we could come before Him and we could ask His forgiveness of our sins. Thank God for every blessing that we are not only in this region that we are in, but that we have shelter. We give God thanks on today that we could petition Him even on this morning on behalf of others, that He could touch our hearts, O God, with the same things that touch and concern Him, and that we could have compassion on those, O God, that don't know Him and not aware of what is His will and what is His plan, what is His divine purpose for their lives. I thank God this morning that we who are on this prayer podcast, that we have a hope in Him, that we know with a bold assurance that we can on His name, we could humble ourselves and know that He is here and answer our prayers. And this morning, in going forward with what is our theme, I'd like to read a prayer and Sister Steve. I would like to lead us in a prayer. Yeah, we are finding the enemy's path and his against all of his thoughts and his plans. Father, this morning we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, and this morning we find all of Satan's evil, wicked, demonic, lying, unclean, perverse, and tormented spirit, and every strong hand, every one of his messengers. We bind their eyes and we bind their ears to the depth of our prayers and our conversations and our actions in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Unless we speak directly to them and command them, this morning we bind them and command them not to manifest in our presence or in the presence of anyone that we are wrong today, in the presence of anyone that we have prayed for today, or in the presence of our homes, our vehicles, our places of work, our properties, any of our buildings, our businesses. Not in any of our ministries, in our marriages, or in our finances. Heavenly Father, we ask you that you shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and in the natural realm of our lives. In Jesus' holy name. Heavenly Father, this morning we apply the blood of Jesus over those doorways. And we ask that the enemy be rendered helpless and harmless so that he cannot come back through those doorways ever again to come into our homes, our properties, our vehicles, our workplaces, our businesses, our finances. He will not be able to come into our minds, our ministries. If we are married into any of our marriage houses, lives, or their workplaces, that it will not be able to come into our children, into their schools, into their workplaces. None of our friends or any of our loved ones would fall into any of this coming in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we say to you alone be the glory, the honor, and the praise. We consider it done and give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that prayer. And remember, we have the authority to bind and to loose. He has given us the keys of the kingdom. And he is waiting for us to use that key to let the enemy know that enough is enough. We are going to use the key of
the
kingdom.
We have the
authority.
Hallelujah.
No matter what it is.
He
said, what we bind on earth.
Yes, Lord.
We have the authority to call things as they are. For the enemy to let go of our young people. For the enemy to remove, for we to remove all sickness, all lack.
In the name
we
of
have
Jesus.
The authority, and it's time that we know our authority and use it.
Yes.
Because he is waiting. He is waiting.
Victory.
We always think that we are waiting on God. He is waiting on us. Because he has given us the authority. And he has promised us that we don't have to be a crowd. Every morning we come on this line, I am sure it is more than two or three. And he promised us that where two or three are gathered, he is in the midst. So I know that he is in the midst here every morning.
Praise the Lord.
And when we leave this prayer line, it's not that, okay, we finish praying for the day. We have to continue praying. There are so much things to pray for that I just say, Lord, if we continue praying throughout the day, there will be no room for unwanted thoughts. There would be no room for confusion. There would be no, because you have so much things to pray for. Every time you turn around, you think about something to pray for. The young people, the old people, the children, the sickness, the healing. So we have to continue praying after 6:30. And I thank each and every one of you for being on this prayer line this morning. I thank you all for lifting up everyone in prayer, and that you would continue throughout the day. Continue praying for the youth. Continue praying for our elderly. Remember Sister Valerie family in prayer. Remember those who are seeking healing, those who God has already healed. Remember Brother Willie Jr. Remember Brother Willie Sr.
Yes.
Remember Pastor and Sister Liz and Eat and everyone on this prayer line. I thank you again. I have a scripture of benediction that I would like to leave with you. It's taken from Psalm 121, verse 7. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore.
Hallelujah.
I would like to close us off in prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity one more time to come before your throne, Lord. Father, we thank you for answering every prayer request this morning, those that were voiced and those that were not voiced. I thank you, Lord, for blessing us. And as we go forth this morning, but not from your presence, I pray that you preserve us and that you keep us and that you protect us from the plot of the enemy. That, Lord, we will stand boldly before your throne, thanking you and praising you. In Jesus' name I pray. Be blessed, everyone. Walk in victory. Remember, you have the authority to bind and to lose. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Christine. God bless.
God bless each and every one of you. Walk in victory.
Thank you, Lord, for God. I love you.